Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Thank you.
We are joined in the phone by comedian John Evans.
Oh, John. Jesus. I mean, hey, John.
I love it when I call in and you guys sound like you're having the times of your life.
We're having a great time, John. I'm happy to be here. And
you like cake, John?
Love it. Yeah. Love cake.
Perfect.
Oh, chick's whining
chocolate with vanilla icing, my favorite.
Whoa!
When's your half birthday?
That's interesting.
Chick.
I can't figure it out. I don't know. Maybe now. I don't know. Maybe yesterday.
Because we could do a half a birthday cake together.
I think we should, yeah.
May I say something nice about John's mother? Did you see the very nice thank you note
yes.
that we received from your mom? John, are you aware of that?
It was her opportunity to be the hilarious lady that she is. Well, I'm used to, what did she say? What did
it's
she
very
say?
Sweet.
It's very sweet, talking about how she didn't expect to get flowers on Mother's Day, and that, you know, she was
I noticed
thrilled.
It was I noticed it was typed, though. I mean,
yeah, and then she asked us
anybody
to
anybody will tell you're supposed to be handwritten.
She asked us to tell you to call.
Yeah. She did say that.
It wasn't just letters cut out individually like some kind of
ransom note.
They have that font now. You can yeah.
No, your mom was very sweet.
Doreen's a wonderful woman, and she was really appreciative of that gift that you guys got her. She knew it wasn't my idea. Let's put it that way.
She kind of referred to that in the note, but I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah, it was very sweet. Very nice.
Yes.
Now, John, I know you've been watching a lot of baseball, and you got a report for us. What's happening?
Well, we're a third of the way through the season. Can you guys believe that?
Man.
It's a long season. And one of the biggest surprises of the baseball season is the success of the Philadelphia Phillies. Nobody predicted the kind of success they've had this year. They were projected to finish in last place by most experts. And the Phillies are just one game out of first place in the National League East. What's really amazing is this Phillies team has the 25th highest payroll in Major League Baseball. Their team payroll is $97 million. Now compare that to the first-place Boston Red Sox, whose payroll is $234 million.
Oh, that's amazing.
The Phillies are like the Aldis of Major League Baseball. You may not recognize the names, but boy, do they produce.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh. Aldi's has great produce. I think we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Aldis, the Philadelphia Phillies don't have a lot of stars or brand names, but you know how Aldi's does that. Instead of Chips Ahoy cookies, they have Chips Ashore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And instead of Ho-Hos, they have something called Two Hos. Look, the point here is we are a third of the way through the baseball season, and the Fighting Phillies are getting it done. They're one of the great stories of 2018. I think it would be awesome if with your ticket you had to put a quarter into the turnstile to get into the game. Speaking of the Phillies, Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Rhys Hoskins was injured badly Monday night when he fouled a baseball off of his face.
Oh.
The ball struck Hoskins directly in the teeth, and he was immediately doubled over on his hands and knees, spitting up blood.
Oh, man.
I didn't know if I was watching a baseball game or an Alice Cooper concert. Hoskins was helped off the field mid-at-bat, and then the at-bat was finished by Pedro Floramen, who promptly struck out. But insult to injury, literally, Hoskins was charged with striking out, even though he didn't make strike three. That's
Man,
pretty harsh.
That's interesting.
Yeah. What next? Are they going to send him to the clubhouse and make him binge watch the last five seasons of American Idol?
That is cruel.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I mean, this guy's had a rough month. I mean, he's hitting 151 for the month of May. He violently fouled a baseball off of his face, and yet he's still managing to have a better week than Roseanne Barr. There was some controversy in Monday's Cubs-Pirates games. I don't know if you saw this. In the eighth inning of a 5-0 game, Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo headed home on what should have been a routine force out at home plate.
Yeah, John.
However, go ahead.
What did you actually think of this play? Did you think it was legal or?
Well, by the law of the rule book, he was presented a clear path to the home plate and yet still went out of his way to make contact with the catcher.
Right.
So that is an illegal play. Now, Rizzo appeared to leave the base path to slide into catcher Elias Diaz's leg, causing his throw to first base into the outfield, allowing two runs to score. And I've watched this play about 10 times. And this slide has the legality of Lance Armstrong running a game of three-card Monty in between rounds of Fight Club. Now, Pirate manager Clint Hurdle thought the same thing. He came out to argue that Rizzo interfered with the catcher, therefore the out at first should have been automatic, and no runs should have scored. Mm-hmm. And upon viewing the replay, the umpires determined that the slide was indeed legal and the Pirates lost their appeal.
Yeah.
This is where it gets a little murky. On Tuesday, Major League Baseball reviewed the play and admitted the umpires blew the call and the runs should not have been allowed to score. I'm not even sure why baseball has instant replay when the umpire still gets so many calls wrong. I've seen this all year. There's been more bad decisions on a baseball field than a Cinco de Mayo party at Charlie Sheen's house. But I get it. I mean, it's one of those plays where if your team does it, it's just a hard-nosed baseball play.
Right.
If it happens against your team, it's dirty. I call this phenomenon the Danny Ainge effect.
Now, by the way, did you hear what Rizzo said? He said, I'm sliding here.
Oh, jeez. That's a Ratso Rizzo joke.
I'm sliding over here.
It's a Midnight Cowboy joke. Yeah. But that's always the scene they show for Midnight Cowboy.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Rizzo's had issues at home plate before, last year, right?
Well, there's so much bad blood between the Pirates and the Cubs because a few years ago, Cub sit into second base and actually broke the leg of Jung Ho Gong, or third base, and broke the leg of their third baseman. So there is bad blood, and it's been fueled by Madden, who said that that the catcher actually did something wrong. He said he should have gotten out of the way faster. So it'd be interesting to see if there's retaliation. There was not last night, and I was hoping there would be. But baseballs are being hit for home runs this year at a record pace. There have been many theories for this, mostly pushed by pitchers with inflated ERAs. The balls are juiced, somehow wound tighter, or the seams of the new baseballs have been lowered, making them more aerodynamic. According to a new study commissioned by Major League Baseball released last Thursday, baseballs are flying greater distances because of a decrease in wind resistance. It is something known in scientific circles as a drag coefficient. Personally, I'm a little surprised that scientists were able to complete a study involving drag coefficient without collecting any data from my ex-girlfriend. Wow. Oh, that was my nickname for her. Are you kidding me? Geez, fellas, I'd really like to hang out tonight, but I got to check with the old drag coefficient.
Bringing it down a bit, huh?
I can't help it. She's just putting up a lot of resistance. Now, one of the recommendations came as a result of the study is that baseball should be stored in a controlled environment. Major League Baseball responded to this recommendation by mandating that all teams store their balls in an air-conditioned and enclosed room with climate sensors that measure temperature and humidity.
That's how they're stored in the warehouse at Rawlings.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this story reminds me so much of my last relationship, because if my ex-girlfriend had paid this much attention to balls, we'd probably never broken up in the first
place. So it's like a giant humidor for balls?
Yeah, it's definitely temperature control.
Huh.
And that is my baseball report.
John Evans, thank you very
nice,
much, John.
Yes.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in Royal Rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.